Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, show on education, and I am your host, Sadia Ijaz, and today I will be talking about the importance of poetry. You can call in to speak to me anytime during the show at 347-633-9225, or you can contact New Heights at 419-786-0247, or email by newheightseducation@yahoo.com, or visit our website at www.newheightseducation.org. There are some announcements before I begin. The New Heights continues to offer its biweekly enrichment day co-op classes, and the next class will be on February 28th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. It will be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church, and please note that the classes are not religion-based unless families want there to be one. Parents and students are required to participate into these classes and help with the planning of them. We are offering a reading time, science class, Irish dancing, karate, and we are open to more suggestions. Students are invited to not only attend, but also participate in instructing these classes. And if you are interested in participating, volunteering, or tutoring, please contact us directly. Also, tutor and teachers are needed, and we are in need of tutors and teachers in Defiance in Putnam County, and anyone that would like to volunteer should contact us directly as well. There are also some paid opportunities, and we currently need reading tutors. There is an upcoming meeting on Saturday, March 8, 2014, and we will be holding our student advisory meeting in Holgate, Ohio, and online. If you are interested in student leadership opportunities, we urge you to consider attending. And we will also be discussing the new Student Leadership Council that we recently launched for older youth. The new National Student Leadership Council, which is for students in grades 9th grade to college, aged 14 to 23. This is open to the public, and any student from any state is eligible to participate, and all students entering this leadership council must have at least a 3.0 GPA. The council aims to help students build academics, talents, leadership, and community service, along with many other skills. Also, on Sunday, March 9th, we are planning a bake and candy / candle sale. The place and time will be announced. So as I get back to the discussion today, poetry is so amazing, and it can be done by anyone, and no matter what age you are. It is a concept of writing whatever you want or feel in any way. There is no rules where you have to have correct grammar. Maybe you intend to do that, or punctuation, or capitalization, or anything. It's all up to the writer, and that's what's so fun about poetry. And it lets you express yourself and just... And the best part is, like, when you're writing something, the reader who reads it can have their own take on it and might feel something different from what you feel when you write it. And that's pretty cool. And it's just that one thing that creates many feelings for someone else. And it's kind of neat to see what other people think of the same thing. And I love analyzing poems and reading them and finding the deeper meaning behind it. And it is all about perspective and the different ways people can look at one piece. And that is also why I enjoy talking and listening to people talk about poetry. Right now, actually, in my English class, we are on the poetry unit, and we have been analyzing poems a lot in the classroom. And it's just really neat to hear all the students talk about it, and it opens my mind up to many other ways I can look at something, and helps me analyze other things similarly. So now whenever I see poems or songs or anything of art, I tend to look at it in a deeper meaning and analyze it thoroughly and try to understand what the artist or the author was trying to do in their piece. And poetry, because there is no real definition or meaning of the poem, it is open to your imagination. There is no limit to what a simple poem could mean. It could mean a thousand things in a thousand ways, and there's no right or wrong answer. And that's also another thing I love about poems, that you can never go wrong with any answer that you have of what a poem might mean. And also, there are different types of poems. There are funny, sad, dramatic, love. Many poems also symbolize something, so it may be talking about one thing, but when you look at it much closer, it might have a deeper meaning and it might symbolize something. And there are many other different types of poems, and there are different types of format to write a poem as well. There are haikus, limericks, rhymes, narrative, imagery, and a lot of other types of formats a person can write. And it's just really awesome. I love poetry. I know I keep saying that, but it's truly, really just awesome. And I think that children should also be engaged, and parents should take the time to read some poems at home and have some fun and write some poems with children on your own time and see what they come up with. And it may be fun, and you could be silly with it and just play around, and children will actually have a good time. They can learn to rhyme really well, and they can just play around with it. There are also contests, I know, online, many of them, for children as well as adults, if you look. And I did find some of online. However, New Heights also offers poetry contests along with some other contests. And currently our poetry contests are themed Winter Nights or Spring Nights. You can choose, and it must be original pieces. The grades to be judged are third grade to seventh grade, and eighth grade to 12th grade, college students and adults as well. Prizes are to be announced. For first place, there is a cash prize, as well as second place and third place. And there is also a college students and adults cash prize as well. The submission deadline for this contest is April 1st, and the next winners will be announced on April 15th. There is an entry fee, $10 per item, and for more information and a list of all contests we offer, please visit the website www.newheightseducation.org, and then click on Media and Articles. You can also email us to receive copies of our newsletter, which contains information on contests as well. And online, when I was looking, I saw one on www.poeticpower.com/contest. It is a contest for students in grades kindergarten to 12th grade anywhere in the United States, as well as Canada. And why should a student enter? There is a cash prize, and it is awarded to students and teachers in each contest. And it is just very fun to write a piece of your own and, you know, be recognized for it. And that's a very great feeling as well. And the top 10 winners in each grade division, so kindergarten to third grade, fourth grade to sixth grade, seventh to ninth, tenth to twelfth for poetry, and fourth to sixth, seventh grade to ninth, and tenth to twelfth for essays, will receive a $25 check, special recognition in the book, and a free copy of the anthology that is created from the contest. And there's depending on season, there is a spring contest, and the entries must be postmarked by April 10th. There is a summer contest, and the entries must be postmarked by August 19th, and the fall contest by December 5th. 2014. And I would also like to share some websites that you can go on for children or just for yourself to find some nice poetry to read or look at and enjoy. There is www.poetrysociety.org/PSA. There is www.gigglepoetry.com. There is more for children there, and a lot of poetry and games, and as well as I believe there's Make Your Own Poem for fill in the blanks, I think. And there is www.poetrynation.com/index.php. And please do take the time, if you want and you like poetry, to look at these websites. And poetry is kind of a back, really old type of format, and I don't know if this is, I think it's not very common nowadays in teens and children. They might be working on it in class, but on their separate time or area, they don't take the time to look at poems and poetry themselves. And I think it's an awesome type of writing, and it would be great if students and children and teens take the time to look at it themselves, and they could probably definitely get the inner them while reading a poem. I don't know if that makes sense, but while, you know, get that feeling of who they actually are by reading a poem, writing a poem. And, yeah, that's how I feel about poems. And when I read a specific poem, I really like to take a deeper look at it and see how I can relate. Before I end today's episode, I would like to share a poem that I really liked. And it is by Kristen Lancaster, just a poet online. And this is it. The light is cold, the day is dark, the only thought I have, a spark, the only breath I breathe, my mark, in this ever-changing world. The mirror is the truth, my face, the reflection is only mine, a trace. I decide who looks back, I decide the space, in this ever-changing world. What happens next is up to me. Cage up the bird or let it free. The blinding sun over the setting sea in this ever-changing world. And I really, that was it by Kristen Lancaster, and I really liked that poem. And for me, I feel like it means it is up to you on however you want to make this, may you want your life to be. And this world, I think, would always be changing, but it's up to you if you want to go with it and move on and just make the best of it instead of just dwell on the moments that have passed and not living through the moment now. And that is super important, especially now as time is going super fast and we don't even realize the moments that we are going through that may have a lot of meaning later. So that was it for today's episode. And poem on, read a lot of poems, analyze, just enjoy poems. It doesn't have to be the longest poem ever. It can be just two lines and just enjoy it. And we want to wish Pamela and Greg Clark's oldest son, Matt Clark, a happy, happy birthday, a happy 25th birthday. And we hope it's a good one, and enjoy that day. And thank you for listening, and please remember to join me next Friday at 6 p.m. Saturdays, you can join host Kaden Behan for her show starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Sundays, you can join host Kathy Woodring for her show starting at 11 p.m. Have a great and awesome, safe weekend, everyone, and thank you. Goodbye.